Hello and welcome to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting and positive programming.
If you're in Europe, the Middle East, or Northern Africa, you can view Supreme Master Television on Astra 1 at 19.2 degrees east, or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east. For worldwide coverage, join us online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, the Canadian government pledges $28 million to Afghanistan. In health news, India meets international demand for its medicine by forming a central regulating body. In space technology news, we celebrate the 50th anniversary of space travel with inventions we use in the home. In ecology news, more than 90% of Japanese people are interested in safeguarding their environment. In animal welfare news, an island in the United Kingdom is returned to its natural state for the birds. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel. Today in history, October 21st, 1772, was the birthday of the great English poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge. At a young age, he discovered his love of poetry. Later in life, he became friends with the poet William Wordsworth. In 1798, the two poets released a volume of their poetry, which was the beginning of the English Romantic movement. Coleridge's poems, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, and Kubla Khan, are well-read and loved poems to the present time. Today, we remember the poetic contribution of Samuel Taylor Coleridge and celebrate the contribution of poets who enrich our lives.
Uganda makes progress toward peace. During the country's recent Independence Day celebrations, Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni said that the progress made between the government and the Lord's Resistance Army is irreversible. He further noted that since this summer, well over a million Ugandan citizens have been able to return home. Congratulations, Uganda, on the resettlement of both your families and tranquility in your land. We pray to God for only more positive progress in Uganda.
Flying news. Myanmar relaxes curfew and allows freedom of assembly. An announcement was made on Saturday by Myanmar officials stating that the evening to morning curfew had been lifted. The government also confirmed that the ban on assembly had been removed in Yangon, the largest city in Myanmar. We thank Myanmar for granting these liberties. May Buddha bless the people of Myanmar with ever-expanding freedom, peace, and happiness.
Flying news. U.S. aid contributes $1.9 million to stop bird flu in Cambodia. The United States Agency for International Development, or USAID, on Thursday announced a $1.9 million grant to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, or FAO, to contain and prevent the spread of avian influenza in Cambodia. The FAO plans to work with Cambodia's Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries to end outbreaks of the disease within the next 2 years. Thank you, and God bless USAID for your compassionate and life-saving actions. May God bless the Cambodian people with health, happiness, and vitality.
Flying news. EU offers financial assistance to Papua New Guinea. On Thursday, the European Union finalised three agreements totaling €23 million, or $32.6 million, in aid to the island nation of Papua New Guinea, or PNG. Planned projects include strengthening the service delivery capacity of local government, improving rural water supply, and expanding trade opportunities. Thank you, and God bless the European Union for your kind support to our brothers and sisters in Papua New Guinea. May the beautiful people of this South Pacific island be blessed with hope, joy, and prosperity.
Flying News. Myanmar releases 91 more protesters. Almost 100 more demonstrators have been freed in Myanmar. This brings the total number of people released to 2,550. Thank you, Myanmar, for your continued kind leniency. May Buddha bless Myanmar with ever more peace, love, and stability.
Flying News. Alcohol ban praised for reducing crime. In 2005, the town of Aberystwyth, on the west coast of Wales, put an alcohol ban in place in the city centre. The UK's Home Office recently praised the efforts, which have reduced alcohol-related crime by 15%. The programme has been a part of the Home Office's Changing Lives, Making Communities Safer campaign. A spokesperson from the Home Office stated, "The scheme has been highlighted as a good example of organisations and the community working together to make a community safer." Congratulations, Aberystwyth, on the success of the alcohol ban in your community. May God bless your caring efforts.
Flying News. New Zealand and Australia contribute millions to Tonga's reconstruction. During her visit to Tonga for a Pacific Islands Forum, New Zealand's Prime Minister Helen Clark announced on Friday that New Zealand would contribute $5 million to aid in Tonga's economic recovery and reconstruction. Australia is also contributing $4.5 million. The funds will be used to rebuild commercial property and help re-establish small and middle-sized businesses. Thank you, and God bless New Zealand and Australia for your kind generosity toward your island neighbour. May the Tongan people be blessed with stability, prosperity, and peace.
Flying News. Irish Aid assists Lesotho through UNICEF. The Irish Aid organisation is contributing €450,000 to UNICEF to assist drought-affected communities in the small southern African country of Lesotho. The funds will go toward improving the health and nutrition of children, especially those under 5 years of age. 60 therapeutic feeding centres in schools and hospitals are also planned, as well as a program for monitoring health. Thank you, and God bless Irish Aid for your generous assistance to the children of Lesotho. May all be blessed with health, peace, and love.
Flying News. USA waives Costa Rican debt in exchange for conservation. The United States government and the non-governmental organizations Conservation International and the Nature's Conservancy are donating $26 million toward Costa Rica's debt. In exchange, Costa Rica will spend an equivalent amount on conservation projects, which will protect the rainforest habitat of many endangered species. Environment Minister Roberto Doblo stated, "We in Costa Rica protect 4 to 5% of the world's biodiversity, and our territory is much, much smaller than 4 to 5% of the global territory. So we feel that we are also protecting humanity's biodiversity, so all the support such as this one is always welcome. Thank you, and God bless the United States, Conservation International, the Nature's Conservancy, and Costa Rica for your commitment in safeguarding the precious biodiversity of our beautiful planet Earth."
Flying News. Sri Lankan television sets a good example for viewers. Following a December 2006 initiative passed in Sri Lanka, which bans the advertisement of tobacco or alcohol in the media or on billboards, the presidential secretariat followed up with a letter to all media asking them to strictly observe the new law. Since that time, all television channels owned by Sri Lanka's capital Maharaja Company have been strictly blocking any scenes containing alcohol or cigarettes. Thank you, capital Maharaja and Sri Lanka, for your diligence in protecting the health and well-being of the Sri Lankan people. May heaven bless your caring efforts.
In world news, the Canadian government donates $25 million in food aid for Afghanistan. The Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Maxime Bernier, and International Cooperation Minister, Bev Oda, both met with Canadian soldiers and Afghan officials. The ministers took the opportunity to reconfirm Canada's commitment to the World Food Programme, pledging $25 million to help some 400,000 people in Kandahar. Furthermore, they pledged an additional $3 million over 3 years to finance an archaeological dig in Kabul, where an ancient market neighborhood is being rebuilt. Thank you and God bless Canada for your loving kindness. May heaven bless the people of Afghanistan with peace and prosperity. Coming up on Noteworthy News, space age inventions enter our homes. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. You're watching Supreme Master Television.
I'm Rufy, the dog, and I have the most fun when I go camping with my family in the beautiful outdoors. They found that when you have to walk with a backpack, it is best to not overload it, as this can cause you to lean forward to compensate for the extra weight. Also, choose a good backpack with wide straps for comfort and the right size for you to manage. All this will help make your holiday an enjoyable one. And now, let's have a look at the weather from around the world.
India establishes a central agency to regulate companies which produce their own medicine. With international demand for its pharmaceuticals on the rise, India has decided to form a central agency on the federal level that will supervise the pharmaceutical industry. Up to now, this had been a function of state governments. Health Secretary Naresh Dayal stated, "The Central Drug Authority will follow the good manufacturing practice norms set by the World Health Organization and thus give India a better name in the field of drug export." Thank you and God bless India for practices that assure clarity and consistency in the pharmaceutical industry.
In technology news, space age technologies are in use. With the 50th anniversary of the space age upon us, it is a good time to celebrate technologies that help us in daily life that came about through space research. cordless tools, ionization smoke detectors, ear thermometers, protective pants, scratch-resistant glasses, and shock-absorbing running shoes all came about through space development. Thank you, all aerospace scientists who bring us practical technologies for our daily life. Up next on Noteworthy News, an island is given to our feathered friends. We are going to thank God for all the diversity on our planet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In ecology news, a survey by the Japanese government cabinet office shows that over 90% of the Japanese population has an interest in reducing the effects of global warming. It is thought that the surge in interest reflects the impact of former U.S. Vice President Al Gore's movie, An Inconvenient Truth. This is an Oscar award-winning documentary film that warns against global climate change. Over 40% of the respondents to the survey said they want to buy consumer goods like refrigerators with high energy efficiency as part of efforts to help curb energy consumption in their homes. This is wonderful news. May heaven bless the Japanese people with happiness and prosperity.
In animal welfare news, United Kingdom's Avian Group creates a wildlife sanctuary. The Royal Society for the Protection of Birds in the UK is turning Wallasey Island into a wildlife sanctuary. Once the project is completed, the island will resemble its natural state. Conservationists believe birds that once thrived there will return to the sanctuary. The Society's chief executive, Graham Wynne, said, "It will be a place for people to visit, savor, and enjoy, with several miles of new coastal walks, and it will make a major contribution to efforts to help wildlife adjust to the serious impacts of climate change." Thank you, Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, for creating this sanctuary. May heaven bless our feathered friends to live safe and free lives on this beautiful island.
And now for some humor with Supreme Master Ching Hai in a joke entitled The Magic Thermal Flask.
A man goes into a shop and sees something that he never seen before. So he asked the shopkeeper, "What is that?" And the shopkeeper tell him, "This is a thermos flask." And the man asked, "Well, what is it for then?" He say, "This thermos flask can keep hot things hot and cold things cold." I say, "Oh, that's just what I need. I'll buy one." Okay, so he bought one. He brought it into his office. Yeah, next day, feeling very proud about it. And the boss asked him, "What is that that you got there?" So he said, "Oh, this is a thermal flask. It keep hot things hot, and cold things keep cold in there." So I said, "Oh, that's wonderful. Huh, so what did you keep in there?" He said, "2 cups of coffee and 2 scoop of ice cream."
And now for viewers' hotline. This hotline was sent by Ranjit from Baden, Switzerland. He shared his thoughts on our program about Guru Nanak, a model of compassion on vegetarian elites.
"Nice video. I agree with this video. We should be vegetarian." Ranjit.
Hello Ranjit, it's nice to hear from you. Thank you for your loving hotline. We wish you God's love and blessings. May all beings find peace under God's grace.
Do you have a hotline today? We very much appreciate your comments and positive stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
Thank you for joining us on today's Noteworthy News. Please join us anywhere in the world at any time of the day online at suprememastertv.com. Farewell for now.